This is the Reading Instruction Show. I'm your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic of today's show, Dyslexia Summits, Disinvitation, and Abrasiveness. Now, a couple months ago, I recorded an online interview for a Dyslexia Summit. I also put together and recorded a short video presentation. These were both to be shown at a Dyslexia Summit. I'd agreed to then be present online at the summit for a live question and answer session. But I discovered on the day of the summit that I was disinvited. Imagine that. My invitation was rescinded, withdrawn, taken away, revoked, recalled, annulled, without so much as a disinviting word. Now, it's not really a big deal. I hadn't prepared a large presentation, and I didn't make travel plans, but the fact remains, I was disinvited. I was first invited, and then I was not. Disinvitations are not an unexpected occurrence for those whose views don't align with the current science of reading view on things. And as I said, it's not a big deal. So if it's not a big deal, why are you writing about it? He asked. I'm writing because it's illustrative of a larger trend. The stated reason for my disinvitation was that the writing tone used on some of my digital platforms is, quote, fairly abrasive when speaking about those in other camps in the reading world, unquote. Abrasive tones and reading camps. Both of these need a bit of unpacking and exploring and explaining. In this podcast, I'll be looking just at abrasive writing tones. And in the next, I'll examine reading camps. So let's take a look at abrasive writing tones. First, a bit of context is necessary. We live in a time when it has become acceptable to attack those who have differing views on things. Those who've been unable to sustain their arguments regarding effective reading instruction have resorted to distortion, mischaracterization, and convenient mistruths to make their case. They've tried to silence, belittle, demean, and even disinvite those who disagree. Teachers and administrators who do not fall in line with the science of reading mandates have been bullied and threatened. College professors are forced to teach what they know is untrue. And teachers are required to engage in what they know to be educational malpractice. This, my friends, is the context in which my tone was found to be, quote, fairly abrasive, unquote. Force compliance. To be clear, I was not disinvited because the information I put forth was inaccurate or incorrect. I was not disinvited because I misinterpreted research or put forth decontextualized factoids. I was disinvited because the tone used in the dissemination of information was deemed to be, quote, fairly abrasive, unquote. This is rather telling, yes? Fairly abrasive. But here's something that's really fairly abrasive. If I were not retiring in 7 months, I'd be forced to go to a letters re-education camp. Here I'd be forced to listen to someone who's been specially trained with a letters training certificate. They'd lecture me about reading instruction. Now, I've been reading research and doing scholarly work related to reading instruction for over 30 years. But since their letters certified with training certificates who wear badges, I'd be forced to listen to them. And I'm sorry, is my tone abrasive here? How might I remove this abrasion so that I'm not disinvited to things? Is this why I don't get invited to birthday parties anymore? Is my tone more abrasive than the things Emily Hanford says? Is it more abrasive than the conveniently inaccurate statements and decontextualized factoids put out by Louisa Moats, Linnea Airey, Sally Schwartz, and Claude Goldenberg? Is it more abrasive than the tone you use to inaccurately describe Lucy Cockins or Ken Goodman? Is it more abrasive than the state of Minnesota forcing me to take any reference to the three queuing system off my syllabus? At Minnesota State University, if certain terms are included in our syllabi, we risk accreditation. Now, the tone used to force us to comply may not be abrasive, but the resulting message certainly is. Pretty words that create a pleasant tone are used to threaten our accreditation. Now that, at least, is mildly abrasive. Academic buzzwords. Yes, the term re-education camp is a buzzword. It evokes an emotional response, much like the stories, anecdotal evidence, and academic buzzwords used to convince state legislators to pass science of reading laws. The term is a reference to something that's been used by authoritarian regimes throughout history to indoctrinate perceived enemies of the state. And I think most people with a sixth grade education understand that this is a bit of purposeful exaggeration used to make a point. And the point is that the state of Minnesota has determined that I don't think the right way about reading instruction. Apparently, I don't believe the right things either. And if I weren't retiring, I'd be forced to endure 60 hours of letters training. But also, classroom teachers in Minnesota are forced to spend 60 hours outside their normal teaching hours to get, quote, trained, unquote. Yes, it's an exaggerated comparison. Dr. Andy is to letters training as dissenters are to re-education camps in authoritarian regimes. Yes. But both letters training and re-education camps are examples of forced compliance that are used to produce right thinking and right behaviors. And I think this is an important point to try to get across. So is my tone abrasive? Well, I'm sure it is to those who don't want to hear what I have to say. Of course it feels abrasive if it conflicts with what you believe about things. As well, you will find my writing tone abrasive if it creates dissonance or threatens the black and white world that one has carefully constructed. But tell me this, riddle me this, Batman. How does one use pretty words to describe abrasive things? Cognitive frameworks. The abrasiveness of a writing tone is determined largely by the cognitive framework held by the reader. Now, a cognitive framework is the mentally constructed structures that guide individuals in interpreting the world. It becomes the lens through which the world is viewed. And much like a theory, A cognitive framework is used to explain facts and understand phenomena. Some see my writing as abrasive and ill-informed. Others see my writing as not abrasive and sometimes even insightful. Regardless of one's view, to silence, dismiss, or disinvite someone based on their perceived tone is, well, it's the science of reading. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.